From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Some of the youngest hurricane evacuees from New Orleans were only days old. Tiny babies were brought to Baton Rouge by car, bus, and helicopter. Some came with their mothers, some alone with rescue or medical personnel. Most ended up in women's hospital. As NPR's John Idstey reports, the staff at the hospital has been working to care for the smallest evacuees and reunite them with their mothers.
The neonatal intensive care unit at Women's Hospital is crowded. Tiny babies in plexiglass incubators, nurses in blue smocks, a doctor in scrubs injecting a baby who's having trouble breathing. Some of these newborns were among the 67 evacuated from New Orleans hospitals. They began coming last Monday, but the final group arrived in dramatic fashion on Friday night as conditions were deteriorating and the water was rising at University Hospital in New Orleans. Officials here at Women's Hospital, including Vice President Jamie Hauser, were meeting with officials from Louisiana's Office of Emergency Preparedness, trying desperately to find a way to get the babies out. Things weren't looking good. But then the tide changed.
We don't know who it was, but they swooped in and big green helicopters and loaded up 29 babies and mamas. And sure enough, we jump in the car and come back over here. And that wonderful whoop, whoop, whoop sound coming down on our helipad. And when those elevator doors opened and all I could see were babies, it was the most exciting moment of my life. It was just phenomenal.
Steven Spidell is one of the doctors who's cared for the New Orleans newborns. He says a number of the babies came in unaccompanied by any family member. But most have reestablished contact.
Of all the babies currently left at the hospital, there's only one baby now that we have not had contact with a direct family member. So originally when it came in, I think we had probably at least 10 babies that we didn't have contact with family members, but that's been resolved.
Now, however, there's the challenge of keeping babies from the ICU close to their mothers.
I just got another phone call this morning from a hospital in Ohio. The mom is relocating there, and that baby, when stable, will go to Toledo Children's Hospital. We had a baby that went to Virginia two nights ago. Mom went to is going to go live with a nurse. Her aunt. And this hospital, which has an NICU but doesn't have a transport team, came up with the money to get a transport team to come pick that baby up and take that baby back to Virginia.
Even if the mothers stay in Baton Rouge, there are challenges. Some big local shelters might take a mother and newborn, but not the rest of the family, making it very difficult to keep families together. Also, women more than 7 months pregnant are often not accepted at shelters. So local churches are stepping up. Frederica Collins found refuge just down the street from Women's Hospital at St. Luke's Episcopal Church. She and her baby were among those evacuated by helicopter from Memorial Hospital in New Orleans.
We landed on top of Women's Hospital, and after that I stayed in Women's for about 2 days, and then I was shipped over here at St. Luke Church.
And where's your baby now?
He's still in the hospital. He's doing good also, yeah. Hopefully he'll be home soon too.
And what's your baby's name?
His name is Legend.
Frederica says the hurricane and the helicopter evacuation were a little scary. Her 10-year-old son, Larry, was left behind with her former husband. They ended up in the Superdome. But now Larry has joined her at St. Luke's Church, and things are looking up.
The shelter where I'm at is so nice. We have clean sheets, clean bedding, air conditioning. Anything we need, all we have to do is ask. It's really nice, and I appreciate that. Yes, I love it here.
One thing still worries Frederica, though. Her fiancé, the father of her new baby, was left behind at the hospital in New Orleans when they evacuated, and Frederica doesn't know where he is. John Idstey, NPR News, Baton Rouge.